Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over!
Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree. Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Get the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread and much more. Right here on 1300 The Bet. The Bet. Baltimore's home for wagertainment.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bonus points for our excellent board op, Laura Jimenez, who brings me back with some Limp Bizkit. You know exactly how to keep a guy who grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s happy, Laura. Excellent work. Top of the hour, Nick Friedel, our Odyssey NBA insider, will join us. Also in the third and final hour, about exactly 1 hour from now, West Virginia football coach Rich Rodriguez. One of the few coaches I haven't heard try to flame another coach or conference in the last week and a half. I love college football media days. Coming up in 15 minutes, we might have to play you this Liam Cohn clip that's making the rounds this morning. And also, I wouldn't be doing my job as a proper fill-in host if I just boilerplate agreed with everything the regular host always has to say. So in 15 minutes, why I think Nick was wrong about something yesterday. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Two different stories in the last 24 hours in the NFL that have me buying and selling the teams that these stories are related to. We talked about them earlier in the show. You have Deebo Samuel going back to the Niners. It's kind of one of those things where you break up with someone, right? Because you realize it's not a great relationship. And you both go out and, you know, sow your royal oats, as Prince Hakeem did in Queens so many years ago. And you end up realizing that the grass was actually not all that much greener on the other side. And you end up coming back to each other. And that's really all it is. Because, look, I want to be clear. I'm not a Deebo Samuel hater, detractor, or anything like that. I just, look, at this point, Debo's very limited in how much he can give you, I think. And if Debo's running as like a fourth wide receiver in your group and just doing some of the fun jet sweep pop pass stuff, all good. A little change of pace, a little trickeration, I'm all for it. But when you're the Niners and you're just decimated by injuries, especially at the receiver position like the Niners are right now. Ricky Pearsall, who knows? Christian Kirk, dinged up. Mike Evans, 76 years old. And your next option is DeJuan Stribling, second round pick. I really like Stribling, but look, rookie. So you bring in Deebo Samuel. And if you look up week one at your San Francisco 49ers and the three wide receivers that trot out onto the field are Mike Evans, DeJuan Stribling, and Deebo Samuel, you're in trouble. So I am selling the Niners right now. I am selling Niners stock if anybody would like to buy some. Maybe I'm cashing out too low, but I'll be honest, my portfolio can't handle it right now. I'm over leveraged, as they say, in Niners stock. So we're just gonna, we're gonna realize the sunk cost here and just bail on it. Because speaking of guys that are 76 years old, Trent Williams, George Kittle, also dinged up. The defense, that's the sound you make when you're completely and totally underwhelmed by something. That's the Niners' defense. And this division is stacked. So it wouldn't shock me if the Niners go 8-9, 9-8 this year. Which by their standards, I think would be a pretty big disappointment. So I'm selling my Niners stock. I am buying, though, New Orleans Saints stock. And it's for a multitude of reasons. The Chris Olave extension was announced yesterday. And it's not just, oh, great, a contract extension for Chris Olave. That's nice. That's good. You drafted Jordan Tyson in the first round. You've got weapons. Juwan Johnson, all old reliable at tight end. And then you added a running back who should actually be able to play, Travis Etienne. Kamara as like a complimentary slash third down back might be a perfect role for him at this point in his career. And Tyler Shuck gets to start the entire season and not have to battle for the starting quarterback spot. Another defense that similarly forces you to make sounds, but the offense is starting to come together. And let's be honest, that division, the Panthers are a mess right now due to injuries. The Buccaneers are trying to piss off their best players. Who else is even in that division? Who am I forgetting, honestly, in the NFC South? Saints, Bucs, Panthers. Oh, the Falcons, that's right. Sorry. Who's your quarterback again? Ooh. So I am buying Saints stock. it would be mildly surprising, but not an overwhelming shock to my system if I looked up in early January and the Saints were 9-8 and the NFC South champs. So we're going to buy Saints stock. I'm going to sell Niners stock. Bill Zimmerman, intrepid executive producer of You Better You Bet here on Westwood One Sports. I give you one team, maybe even a player. Anybody you want to buy or sell stock in just less than a week into training camp?
Well, Chris, you just brought up one team. Now, like, I look at some of these stocks I've already bought and sold before training camp. I can't sell any more Bucks stock because I sold it all. I did find some in the couch cushions earlier today. There was one share left. So that one's out the door. I have sold all Bucks stock. I think that is going in the wrong direction. However, I was on the fence with a team where I was maybe thinking they could get back to the and win the South again with the Carolina Panthers. I am now selling my Carolina Panthers stock, and you brought it up. This team has just gotten bitten in the rear by injuries. It is just going, and it's not just like injuries where you're like, oh, well, this guy's going to miss 3 weeks. He might be a little rusty the first couple of weeks of the season. No, these guys are out for the year, out for extended periods of time. They've lost a key pass rusher. They've lost two or three key offensive linemen. Chris Brazel went down yesterday. He's gone. Like, now they don't have the depth they need a wide receiver. This is I feel bad for this team. It is falling apart for them in the first week of training camp, Chris, and it's not their fault. These guys are just dropping like flies.
Yeah. The NFC South, which I think we all agreed was not going to produce more than one playoff team anyway, has become even more watered down, especially when we talk about Tua and Penix and is anybody going to be healthy enough to play quarterback in Atlanta? And you're right. I do feel bad because I felt like the Panthers, just by virtue of being the best of a bad bunch last year and getting to play in that wild card game against the Rams, that like maybe there was a learning curve being achieved there and that maybe they'd be able to take a step forward this year. And I've always had a little bit of a soft spot for Bryce Young because I believed in him coming out and then he was just a dumpster fire for a year and a half. But there's just not a lot of hope in Tampa, Atlanta, Carolina. So I think it all adds up to a big, healthy buy of Saints stock. Kenny, without mentioning Luther Burden, if you can avoid it, please, can you tell me who or which team you might be buying or selling stock in right now?
This isn't a sleeper team, but it is a team that I think has true juggernaut potential, and it's the Baltimore Ravens. I think there's a good chance Jesse Minter turns this defense into one of the best in the league. I think Kyle Hamilton's the best defensive back in football. Respect to Pat Surtain. I just think his versatility, I think Minter's going to have a lot of fun with him. They definitely have enough in the pass rush now, adding Trey Hendrickson. Then on the offensive side of the ball, Lamar Jackson, if healthy, I think he's going to return to MVP form. He was the MVP in 2023. He finished second in 2024. Obviously, he wasn't healthy. Now the players are saying he's the 69th best player in the league. The executives are saying he's fifth. Get out of here with that. So you've got an MVP quarterback, potential elite defense. To me, that's a potential regular season juggernaut. Now, I don't know what they would do in the playoffs, but I think them and Cincinnati, who I'm also high on, are going to be fighting for it all year in the AFC North and both win 12 or more games.
Ooh. 12 or more for Baltimore is a bold statement. I've reiterated multiple times this offseason, I'm not sold on Jesse Minter making the immediate leap from defensive coordinator wunderkind to top of the line NFL head coach. I think there's going to be a little bit of a growth period there, a little bit of a learning curve for Minter. So that's why I'm neutral on the Ravens right now. But Kenny's buying Raven stock. Tyler, anybody you want to buy or sell just a few days into training camp?
Yeah, I actually thought Bill would mention this team. I think this could be one of the official teams of You Better You Bet. I love the Minnesota Vikings this year. And I know that some people are just ragging on Kyler Murray. Just think about his career. His coaches have been Cliff Kingsbury and Jonathan Gannon. Now he's got Kevin O'Connell as his head coach, two really good receivers in Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. I mean, anytime Kevin O'Connell has a competent coach, they win over a competent quarterback, they win over 10 games. So I think Kyler Murray's a sneaky MVP candidate. They have no run game. I think he's going to put up a ton of high good stats this year. So I love the Vikings this year. I think they could have won 13, 12 games this year. So that's the team I'm buying, the Minnesota Vikings.
What's the number on Kyler Murray for MVP?
40-1.
Is it 40-1? I don't know if I'd buy it at 40-1, but that's a hell of a look. I don't think Kyler's MVP level this year. I do think, like you said, people are ragging on him just because of what they've seen to this point. And this is an opportunity for him to just completely turn his career back in the positive direction. He's not going to lose the job to J.J. McCarthy. So Minnesota, with the Brian Flores defense, with all of the talent on offense, and they have a ton. I like Minnesota to, at the very least, be a wild card team. And depending on how the rest of the North plays out, maybe find themselves in the conversation for the NFC North Championship late in the year. But I'm not 110% in lockstep because of the Kyler Murray MVP hot take, Tyler, but I will probably buy some Viking stock right alongside you. So a little bit of a stock report, NFL stock market report, just about a week into training camp here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet. I would not be doing my job as a fill-in host if I simply just agreed with everything and rubber-stamped everything Nick Costos had to say, the regular host here on You Better You Bet. So I'm going to push back on one thing I heard Nick say yesterday about the AFC North, and we'll do that next here on Westwood One Sports.
Westwood One! We love sports. We love to laugh. We love hearing from you. Talking sports with you, not at you. This is Westwood One Sports.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
Never know how!
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.